I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Woo-hoo. All right, John, you're going out in Vancouver Island. I've got one from West Vancouver, and I decided to throw in one from Vancouver as well. So it's an all BC edition.
Good.
Of I can't believe it's news. And last Friday, out in West Vancouver, Ottawa Avenue, about 8:30, the cops are called because there is a massive party going on in this upscale neighborhood. The cops get there and find roughly 200 youth come flooding out of this house. 200 kids come out of this house, and there's beer cans and the stench of Jägermeister all over the place. The neighbors are calling, and they said, yeah, they completely trashed the place. The organizer of the party was a 14-year-old girl who booked the home using an online rental service and her parents' credit card. Initially, there were 40 people invited to the party. It swelled to over 200. And by the time the smashed artwork, the furniture that was smashed, the walls kicked in, other articles tossed off the balcony into a hot tub, and the extensive damage and repair totaled more than $20,000 on the parents' credit card for a 14-year-old girl. The family promised to pay for the repairs, and the homeowner is not pressing charges at this point.
It was bad enough when we were kids and would have that, you know, you would have a house party and you'd let some of your friends know, hey, my parents are gone this weekend. And the party that was supposed to be for 30 could swell to 100. But with social media now, yeah. Oh, God, they'll be coming from other counties.
Five times the people invited, yeah. And it just went chaotic from there.
All right, we do another stop here, and this is the all-BC version of I Can't Believe It's News. This is apparently a string version of Oh Canada. All right, we're going to Vancouver Island for this one. They're on the lookout for Sparkle the Llama. Do we have any llama? Have we ever had llamas attack on Animals Attack? I wonder if we have any llama sounds.
I thought they spit, though.
They spitting llamas. Sparkle is 2 years old. She's somebody's pet. And she's run away from home, broke through a fence Sunday, and fled from her owner's home. Sparkle, 2 years old, brown with white spots, known to like. What do you think Sparkle likes to eat?
Candy bars?
Horse treats and carrots. Sparkle was supposed to be mating with another llama on the farm, but apparently she wasn't interested in that and got out of there. Oh, that's a llama?
Is that when they're mating, or what is that?
I don't know what that is. All right, where's our last stop in the all-BC edition of I Can't Believe It's News?
Well, it's a stop made by a Vancouver neurosurgeon when he stopped by crashing his Ferrari into a lamppost in 2012. So this Vancouver neurosurgeon's got his hot Ferrari, a rare Ferrari F40, and in 2012, he smashed it against a light post. Well, He's demanding that BC's public auto insurer cover the full cost of the repairs, saying it's an affront to his sense of dignity that they don't. See, now the car that was wrecked, the Ferrari, they initially offered him a little over $500,000, but he complained and said the payout ought to be closer to $700,000 for his rare Ferrari. So they shipped the rare Ferrari to Toronto for repairs, and ICBC upped the payment to $790,000. But that still wasn't good enough for the neurosurgeon who crashed his own car. And he says they should have covered $982,000, the estimated cost of the full repairs. And he says his notice of civil claim against the agency was because it was unsettling and embarrassing for him to have the Ferrari absent from his vehicle collection, quote, which he makes available for public display and appreciation. So this is an affront to my dignity that it's not in my garage, even though I crashed it. He says, the show of absence of the vehicle is not a matter of the plaintiff should have to repeatedly deal with on a public basis. He's embarrassed that his Ferrari has crashed and mad that they didn't pay for it. I think you've done more to embarrass yourself with that than anything to do with your car.
Agreed.